Well, former Secretary of Labor Willard Wirtz joined the Kennedy administration in 1962. He's 97 years old. In his memoirs, he reflects on his career and life, and he gave a talk and signed copies of his book today at the Labor Department, and we are very proud to have him on the show. Mr. Wirtz, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And so, well, give us a sense of why did you write a book?
Oh, I got tired of killing time. Wanted to do something or other, and so put down a few things that I'd been thinking.
And what was the attitude when, you know, now it's, it feels like there's a you know, some people sometimes think of feds as, you know, they, in fact, the phrase, you know, good enough for government work is become almost a negative connotation. What was the sense of government when you first entered in 1962?
We were real proud to be working for the government in 1962. I'm afraid some people are not today. We were. Thought it was great.
And do you find that that has evolved or devolved from being, having this sense of pride? And why? Why has it changed so much?
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody else. I had a good time. Liked the people I was working with, was proud to be with them, and would love to do it again.
There are some people who sort of look at the the Obama administration and sort of the when Kennedy came in, of course, a very young gentleman, sort of bringing a lot of hope and really pushing people to say, you know, ask what you can do for your country kind of attitude. Do you get any senses of do you feel like this time is similar to that, or is this just such a different time and place?
I think it is similar. I think that'll come back. In a very, very substantial degree, I think people will again be proud to work for the government.
Let's talk a bit about when you joined the government. You left Chicago, Illinois, my old stomping grounds, for Washington, D.C. back then. Was that a big sacrifice for you? Was that something that gave you hope and optimism? Tell me about that time.
Oh, I'd been working with Adlai Stevenson, and that was great, too, and I was about to go back to law teaching and wasn't so sure about it and was delighted to come to Washington.
Give us any particular stories from your book that you're particularly proud of, something that you did. Give people the best story from your book, something that will really get them to go and read it.
Oh, that's pretty hard. I don't know. It includes comments on working with Adlai Stevenson, whom I greatly admired.
Yeah.
Jack Kennedy, whom I admire greatly, too. John LBJ, for whom I had a healthy respect. I don't remember a particular incident.
It must have been because the Labor Department was still very early in its tenure there. And what was it like actually working, coming into the Labor Department at that point in time?
Oh, it was 45 years old.
Okay.
And everything was pretty well established.
What are the biggest differences at the Labor Department today? You were there today to sign copies of your book. The biggest differences between today and then?
I don't know about today. I don't know these people. I haven't been with them. I just have the feeling that they're all looking up instead of down, and they're all going to have a good time.
It is, and I'm often struck when I go around and talk to feds. You know, I think they are very proud of their jobs and what they do, and are happy right now about that their work is sort of being looked at in a much more positive way. And people generally seem to think about the time when Kennedy was president.
Yeah, I think that's right, but I think we're looking toward a repetition of it, and that people are again going to be proud and going to be happy, going to feel that they're worthwhile working for the federal government.
And your book is called In the Rearview Mirror, and in that book, you chronicle the years during which you were part of things like the War on Poverty, huge thing, employment and training programs for the nation's youth. Tell us a bit about your experience during that time.
It was varied. We didn't get as far as we ought to have gotten under LBJ, and that job is still to be done. And there's still a terrible gap between people who don't have enough and people who do.
It is often one of the things that I think people who come from the private sector into government work is, you know, with the in the private sector, you have very, you know, you're either making money or not making money, and that's a good way of determining success. But with government, like the programs at the Labor Department, these are long-term challenges that go on for a very long time, and you just try and keep the ball moving forward, don't you?
Oh, I expect that's right. And you at least have an opportunity to think things are going to be better.